Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mothers, help me out. Maybe fathers, too. My kid is sick. My kid lives 20 minutes away in college. I said, come home. Come home. And if you're too sick to get an Uber, I will come get you after my show. My husband rolled his eyes. Guys, if my child is sick and they are within reach, I will go get them no matter where they are, and I will have them come home and I will take care of them. When another child of mine, Marley, was sick, and she was at Madison and had terrible, terrible flu, fever, the whole shebang, and I was literally in Mayo Clinic, hooked up to a bunch of chemotherapy feeds. I called her dad and I said, Marley's sick. He goes, what do you want me to do? She's at college. I said, I want you to get your ass in the car and drive the 4 hours it takes to go pick up our child and bring her home to your house and nurse her back to health. And he did it. Am I wrong here? Do I deserve the eye roll? Should I just let the kid sweat it out in his dorm room? Moms, help me. When your kid is sick, you just let them be sick wherever they are? If my child in Georgia is sick, she's in Georgia. I'm not going to put her on a plane. I'm not going to say, get on a plane. I'm not going to fly down there and go take care of her. Like, we talked about this. If you choose to go to Georgia, I can't come get you when you're sick. I can't do those things. And she totally understands. Someone says, what kind of sick? Fever, chills, waking up, you know, sweating, you know, sick. Sick, sick. Not a cold, not like a man cold. I hear what you're saying. Like a man cold is, oh, I'm sneezing. Oh my gosh, I have a headache. I understand the man cold. I get it. No, he's got a fever. He's now had it. Now he's let me know on and off for a few days. Boy needs to come home and be in his bed, needs to be fed soup. I will take him to the pediatrician, even though he's almost 20. And I will get him a checkup. Mothers, fathers, parents, please tell me I'm right. 651-461-9226. Jor, lots of variables. Depends on the kid as well. Jor, your child is an adult. They can manage through it. Text says, nope, I'm with Mark on this one. The whole point of college is for them to grow up. I mean, of course it's for them to grow up, but like being sick and suffering alone, really? Is that growing up? There's going to be plenty of times for him to be sick when he finishes college and moves on. Jor, cut the cord. Jor, he's an adult. Let him be an adult. Jor, go get the kid, period. Thank you. Jor, you are right. Thank you. Jordana, if you feel so inclined, then you're a great mom. I wouldn't, but I'm not a great mom. Oh, stop it. This is an easy thing. And I said, look, buddy, I can't come get you till after my show. You know, I'm not like taking off of work because the kid has a fever. But I said, I'll come get you. You can come be in your bed. I'll get you some soup. Right? We get so little time to parent them and take care of them. And Maddox texted me. He goes, Mom, I don't want to make your life harder. It's fine. And I responded, dude, you made my life harder when you were four and climbed a retaining wall that I couldn't catch you down from and needed to call the Eden Prairie Fire Department. That's a day you made my life harder. You having a fever and having chills and suffering in your dorm room, that's not making my life harder. I will come after, I will drive the 15 minutes to campus and I will pick you up and I will bring you home and I will heat up some soup while I go about my day. That is not making my life harder. Honestly, as a mother, and now with college age kids and kids that are grown, I welcome those chances to still nurture them when I can. Hey, when I'm a 53-year-old woman, when I'm sick and I feel like crap, I still want my mom. Pam Green, come get me. She's in New Jersey. She's not coming to get me. I mean, when I had cancer, she did. But, you know, come on. So I need some help. And when I say I need help, it's tongue-in-cheek. I'm not listening to any of you that tell me not to go.
Let's try it anyway, Jordana. A couple calls coming in. Let's start with Brian in Plymouth. I'm sure a kind parent who will sympathize with you. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, hi. How are you? Well, you know what? I'm going to go against you. Okay. I'm going to say that because of your medical background, you should avoid catching RSV, the flu, or COVID at all costs. So I think I would just Zoom call with your daughter, and I would not have her anywhere near you in your house because you could pick up one of those awful viruses, and then it goes right to your lungs, and you get bronchitis and pneumonia and all that other stuff. Now, after I'm saying that, I also want to tell you, I listened to your show yesterday, and your opening remarks were so tremendous. It actually brought tears to my eyes. And So those are my two comments.
Thank
and
you.
So
thank
stay
you,
away. Okay?
Okay, Brian. I so appreciate you. And it's funny because that is what both of the men in my life said. My son in particular. He's like, no, Mom. Because they get it. They lived through cancer with me twice. They lived through these years. He's like, no, it's okay. And even my husband is worried that Maddox should just go suffer. But here's the deal. I already got my flu shot and I got my COVID shot. And they both know I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to make Maddox wear a mask. Like, Maddox knows not to hug me or kiss me. Like, Brian, I heed you. And And I so appreciate you calling in. You're kind. Thank you, Brian. David says we have another call. Hold on. Joe is in Minneapolis. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Jordana. You're losing it here, girl. Stop it. I guarantee you the dudes had worse hangovers, and just you don't know about it. That's all. You'll be fine, okay? Put the mom card on hold. Take it easy. He just wants to lay there and get better. That's it. My daughter was at St. Thomas. I live 20 miles from there. She told me, Dad, stay away from me. I just want to get better. And that's what he does. He doesn't need his Yenta mom sitting there staring at him going, are you better, honey? Are you better? No. Take it, Mom. He's not four. He's 20. Like I said, he's had worse hangovers before. He'll be fine.
True.
Yes. Just, you know, take it easy, Mom. Come on.
I appreciate you, Joe, and thank you. Why I'm talking about it on the radio. Am I a lunatic? We all know I'm a lunatic. Yes. And we know I'm a Yenta mom. I am all over him. Absolutely. I am that. They're stuck with me like that for life. But Joe, you are 100% right. He's had much worse hangovers, which, by the way, I do not take care of. I don't even want to hear. If you're hungover, that's on you. But gosh, I'm such a sucker. I guess I know cerebrally that you guys are right, but that pull of the uterus, that, wow, this person, this, that, it's your child. You're just like, oh my gosh, Let me scoop you up. Let me love you up wearing my mask, according to Brian. Thank you, Brian. I get it. I get it. Let's take a break. I so appreciate you guys. You guys are totally getting me this morning, and you're making me laugh. 651-461-9226. Do I go be the mother hen, or do I let him tough it out and sweat it out in his dorm room? We'll be right back. I had no idea how divisive this was going to be. David, I don't know if you're looking at the text line, but I did open it up. Wow, I am surprised. The question I asked you is, my son is sick. He's up at the U. And he called me, or he texted me this morning, and he said, I've had a fever for a few days. He goes, I'm uncomfortable. He's sweating through his clothes at night. And I said, oh my God, immediately, I'm coming to get you. I am so sorry. I'm going to make an appointment for you at the doctor. Like, I went into mother mode immediately. And he's like, no, mom, it's fine. I don't want to make your life harder. It's fine. I'm not going to go to class today. But I'm like, is there a health center? And I sort of talked him into the fact that after my show, let me come get you and you'll get in your own bed. If you're, you know, if you want to go to the pediatrician or the doctor, we'll make an appointment. So I'm asking you. And then, of course, Mark sort of like rolled his eyes at me. He's like, he's fine. He's just, you know, so he's got the flu. But you all know the flu can lay out a grown ass man for a week. He's had a flu shot and a COVID shot, but he's sick. He's got something. Okay. And I immediately went into mother hen mode and I'm like, oh, coming to get you. The kid lives 20 minutes away. What a benefit of being able to go to college 20 minutes away. You know, my little one's in Georgia. She knows I'm not coming to get her if she's sick. And I'm just really surprised at some of the reactions that on some of the text line. This texter says, when is a child no longer a child? If my mother ever suggested she was coming to save me, I would be embarrassed and incredibly angry with her. And that text, dear texter, that is the saddest thing, one of the saddest things I've ever read. You know, when I was sick and I was in the hospital, my mother offered to come and help me and offered to take care of my kids and come and sit with me when I was sick. And I was so grateful that she would do that. I mean, suggesting that you shouldn't take care of a sick child just because they're 18 or 48, when does a parent ever stop parenting? Never. They never stop parenting. This texter says, where does it end? When he's 40, if he's single, are you going to go get him if he's only 20 minutes away and bring him home? Yep. Yep. Even if he's not single, if he has a wife and kids in the house and they don't want to get sick, you bet I'm going to go get him and protect my grandchildren. Really? Do you guys actually believe, or do you just like hate me and like want to be mean to me? Which I know a lot of texters do that and they just like hate on Jordana and you guys get off on it. And that's totally fine. You know, you do you. But does anybody else really believe that parenting ends at like 18? I am shocked by that reaction. So many of you are saying, yes, Jor, you know, hold on. I agree with you. Take care of your son. Maybe ask him what he wants. I had to talk him into coming home. That's right. I totally agree with you, Jordana. Go get him. However, I ultimately leave it up to him. Absolutely. I agree with that too. I'm a mom. I'm with you. Good for them to be at home if they're really sick. Let's see. Jor, please go pick him up. Go pick him up. Keep the other kids away from his germs. That's right. This isn't about making the kid feel better. It's about wanting you to feel better. Yes, I do. Oh, both of you need to grow up. I mean, you guys, I had cancer at 48, and I was like, really, it was really nice when my mom came to visit and help me. So like, I don't understand this whole, you need, so when you're sick, you don't need help from your family when you are older? I don't understand this methodology. Somebody maybe can explain that more to me.
I think I can explain that, Jordana, because I think in this case, if you would like to go get your son and nurse him back to health and he would like that to happen, I like I think that's fine. I think that's a decision your family mm-hmm. could make. I think maybe because you're in college, it's kind of this gray area where he's not like a fully grown adult with his own house and family. But I do think that things change. Like the moment your son turns 18, becomes a man, moves off to college, the relationship between you, yes, you're always his mother, but that relationship is now forever changed. Like there is certain things that you don't do for him anymore because he is a full adult.
Mm-hmm.
And some parents have a really hard time letting go and will overprotect their kids for too long. So I think, you know, marking in the sand like, hey, we used to pay for all these bills. Now some of them you have to pay for. We used to bail you out of situations like mm-hmm. this. Now, because you're an adult, you have to figure out those situations on their own. I think there is a healthy level of letting your kid figure it out, which sometimes means floundering and maybe in some cases means sweating it out in your dorm room when you're sick. I think that's a healthy part of parenting, which parenting includes learning when and how to cut the cord and let your kid be there and figure it out on their own. So, you know, I, in your situation, I don't know. It's fine. It seems like you have a good, healthy relationship with him. But there might be other instances where you get a call from him where he's asking for an extra $100 or a ride somewhere, and you got to go, no, you got to get a job and figure that out on your own. It's not,
you know, it's
like you're not 15 anymore.
But like you're equating a person calling and asking for money to somebody who's being sick. Like they're not the same thing. And these are very different lessons. And I guess what I would want to teach my son is that when he is really feeling down or he is, God forbid, really sick, that his mother will always be there for him.
Mm.
And for the people who are saying that this is the lesson, that when somebody is sick, you should let them just go and be sick and not offer to help them. This is, I thought we were going to have a fun discussion about this, but this is the saddest thing I've ever heard, that parents, once your kid turns 18, are no longer wanting to say, hey, you're sick. Do you want me to bring you some soup? Do you want me to? And people are saying no.
To let him toughen it out. Let him stand on his own 2 feet and sit in his own sweat.
Like, I'm shocked that people are, you guys are so and again, this is a small percentage of the textures, but this is the saddest thing I've ever heard. I feel like your parents abandoned you and didn't. Someone said, I got married at 19 and had my wisdom teeth pulled the next day. Didn't need my parents one bit. I mean, what does that have to do with anything? You know, I had my wisdom teeth pulled also. Like, okay. But like, if my mother called and said, hey, you just had your wisdom teeth pulled. Do you want me to drop off some ice cream because you can't chew? I would have said, that is so compassionate and kind. And thank you, Mom. What a generous opportunity. But I guess she would have been an overhyped helicopter parent that should have let me suffer. So thank God I had the parent that I did. Then the people on the text line, because clearly their parents were borderline abusive.
Wow, I very much disagree. I'm going to double down and you can yell at me more. But you said your mom will always be for you. And that's just
shocking.
That's just unfortunately not true, Jordana. Your mom will not always be for you. And part of growing up, like when you're 17.
She will, until she's dead. When she's dead,
or,
she won't be there
or
anymore.
When you need to be there for your mom. Because that.
Which I am.
Which, mm-hmm. Like, I've seen that turn. And you know what? At some point, I had to learn as an adult that when I'm sick or when I have a problem, I need to be able to fix it myself, and now I've turned into a human who I need to be the one fixing those problems for somebody else, and you have to learn that lesson at some point. And I'm not saying right now, today, is the time for Maddox to learn that lesson, but sometime in his life, he's going to have to be a caretaker, and he's going to have to learn that lesson. So at some point, like you got to move on and move out.
And you know when he was a caretaker, when he was 15 years old, and they told him his mom was probably going to die. And he came down and he took care of me. And that boy calls me weekly, Mom, how are you feeling? What an amazing man I have raised. And I am so proud. And I am also deeply saddened for the trauma that he went through for helping take care of his mother, who had a 30% chance of living for at least 3 years of his teenage life. So when that kid is sick, he's going to know that the mother that he continues to take care of will always be there for him. And what I thought was a fun conversation, people have devolved into horrific name calling. And you know what? Texters, and there are plenty that are kind, compassionate parents. And thank God we have kind, compassionate parents out there that would bring their kids soup. But I am so saddened today. God, I thought this was going to be fun and uplifting. And your texts have made me so sad. I feel so bad for your kids if you have cut them off from bringing them soup when they even have a cold. I need to stop and regroup, because this is one of the saddest segments I have ever done. And I need to take a break. Thank God that Tori Van Oot is going to be joining us next. And all I have to say is, people, be kind to your children. You never stop parenting until you're dead. And if your child is sick and you refuse to bring them soup, send me an email. I will bring it for them. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tori Van Oot is a mother. Tori Van Oot, if your college-aged child was sick with a fever for a few days and they were 15 minutes away, would you go and either bring them soup or bring them home? Or would you let them toughen it out to teach them that they have to be strong and their mother won't always be there?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Is it really? Tori, is it really a tough one?
I would go if he wanted me to. I guess if he didn't want me to, if he wanted to tough it out himself, I wouldn't do that. But if he wanted me to, like, drop him off, I don't know that I would go, you know, lay on his floor overnight putting washcloths on his head. But I would drop off just like I would drop off for a sick neighbor or friend a soup or...
Of course you would, yeah. Because you're a person. Yeah. You're a person that has compassion. And, okay. Well, thank you, Tori. I appreciate that.
Sniffles. I mean, I wouldn't come, like, do their laundry for them if they had a cold or something. Yeah. I'm not a good person to ask because I went to boarding school starting at 14. So I, like, got used to, you know, toughing it up by myself on things. And then I went to college 3,000 miles away from my home. So I figured it out.
Where'd you go to boarding school?
I call my mom a lot. Western Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you like it?
I did. I loved it. It was a great, it was really fun, formative experience. I wasn't sent away for being bad to like a boot camp boarding school.
It wasn't like juvie.
It's a more popular thing on the East Coast. Yeah. It's fun to live with your friends when you're 15.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Be super fun. So, and if you ever got sick when you were at boarding school, did your parents ever come and see you and visit you? Or did you just have to go to the health center when you were at boarding school?
Just go to the health center usually. Mm-hmm. I mean, my parents weren't that far, maybe 40 minutes, but mostly just the health center. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for jumping in on this, on this conversation. Yes. I appreciate that. Thank you for your insights.
Yeah.
Is Lisa Daymuth running for governor?
We will see. Maybe there's more and more chatter, and we've heard it too, that she's been looking at a run. She's the Speaker of the Minnesota House, and she could jump in on the Republican side against Governor Walz. And so we already have a little bit of a crowded field here. We've got Representative Kristen Robbins, who chairs the Fraud Prevention Oversight Committee. We've got Scott Jensen, Governor Walz's 2022 challenger. And the general election, Kendall Qualls, another 2022 Republican primary challenger. So if she sees, we'll see if she sees a lane and has the backing of, you know, donors and other types of people that you need to win. But that could set up a super, if she gets in, it would set up a super interesting dynamic next year. The legislature is she, the Democrats, and the tied House and Governor Walz will have to negotiate through the session, while if she jumps in, she's also running against the guy's got to sign the bills that the House passes. So that could definitely be one that would shake up the race.
Another race, the Minneapolis mayoral race, the candidate Omar Fateh says if elected, he will pivot away from sweeps of encampments. He also supports, and this is according to Axios, he also supports legalizing city-sanctioned encampments, as some of the city council members have proposed. I mean, is that true that he's going to legalize the encampments? I mean, is that his goal?
My colleague Kyle Stokes has done a bit of coverage on this. And, you know, encampments and homeless prevention and addressing the homeless crisis has emerged as a key issue in this mayor's race, in part because of some of the high profile violence, right? Some of the shootings, was it last month, where I think like six or eight people were wounded. I think one person was killed over on Lake Street. And so there's this debate in the mayor's race about what you do about the encampments. And the mayor, Mayor Fry, has been clearing encampments, kind of shutting them down, and then it becomes kind of like a whack-a-mole where they pop up somewhere else. And some of his critics are saying they don't want to clear the encampments. And instead, what they want to do is use those to provide more of like a safe space with more services, right, like wraparound services, not necessarily making them permanent, according to some of his opponents, but trying to like let them be until people can find beds or jobs or stable housing. And so this is a really tricky issue, and it's something that's not just the city's responsibility. Like the county is involved in a lot of this too. You know, the mayor says that the unsheltered homeless population has shrunk, like it's gone down, that his strategy is working. People are getting beds, but we hear that there aren't enough beds, right? There are people who can't find housing, and they maybe they have a reason they can't take a bed in a shelter, like they have a pet with them or an animal. And so this is a definitely emerging as a top issue. And Fateh and Fry are on have different approaches to it, right? Different strategies to it.
When you're when you talk to people, I know you're often at the Capitol, but do you ever talk to like people on the street or maybe even just lawmakers who don't get as much airtime about these encampments? I mean, is there an actual sense of people wanting to legalize the encampments, or is it just the Democratic Socialists of America and their far left agenda that wants the encampments to be legalized?
This isn't an issue that I encounter as much at the state capitol, candidly. I mean, at the state capitol, typically it's more focused on, you know, funding for the counties or for different, you know, hunger programs or housing services. The idea of building more affordable housing is something at the state capitol that we, you know, we talk about a lot with state legislators. But this issue of how to approach the encampments has been a really hot issue in city politics. And it already has been a point of contention between members and members of the council and the mayor's office. So, you know, it's just an approach of like how, what's the best way to help people? And also how do you ensure community safety, public safety, safety for the people who are living in these encampments? You know, you look at the example of some of the shootings, which if I recall, you know, it was drug dealers that were, you know, not necessarily just people who are living there, but like drug dealers and turf war end up hurting people. And so, and this is something St. Paul has grappled with too, with as the winter comes, you have the tension of if people are living in encampments, you know, often law enforcement and the fire department raise concerns about propane or fires, you know, like bonfires or propane tanks for heat, causing more damage. On the other hand, people who are critical of some of the DSA members and other people in the community who are critical of the clearing, police clearing of encampments, say it doesn't really solve the problem and it makes people worse off because maybe they lose their only belongings that they had when the law enforcement comes and takes down the tents, right? So it might set someone back even more, or lack of stability. And so it's an issue that has definitely consumed City Hall, and we're seeing it continued in the mayor's race here.
Let's move on to travel. Okay. The Kristi Noem video that I talked about, either it was Friday or yesterday, for those of us that are going to be waiting online at security at the airport, if you plan to travel MEA weekend, you're going to see the Kristi Noem video that blames the Democrats for the government shutdown and for the long lines at TSA. Some airports are not airing it. Minneapolis, I think, has agreed to air it. I don't know. I think there's still one that will air it. Tell me if I'm wrong, Tori. But are we seeing the shutdown affect our travel and our airport? Any delays or any layoffs or not layoffs, but any shortages?
People calling in sick and shortages. Yeah. Well, yeah.
We've seen that at all.
A story at Axios this morning that a number of airports are saying they're not going to air this video from Secretary Noem, essentially saying it violates the Hatch Act, which says that government programs need to be administered in a nonpartisan fashion or manner. So you can't use official government programs to do more political messaging. We are checking with MSP this morning for the latest, and I don't know if my colleague who was calling them has heard back yet, but yeah, our understanding as of this morning was that some version of a Noem video was still playing, but we are checking on that. Now, we have not seen the same sort of impacts in other places as other places have yet in terms of travel impacts. And of course, you know, essential government workers are continuing to work 2 weeks into this shutdown, but they're not getting paid. And so, you know, they got a partial paycheck, I think last week, TSA workers over the weekend, but from now on, it's like you don't get paid until the shutdown is done. So in the past, what we've seen, including in 2018 partial shutdown, is that you start to see the number of people calling out sick increase, right? Because they're not getting paid to go to work. And that's a concern because that can really hamstring airports. And so we have seen delays in some other parts of the country, haven't seen them at MSP yet. And of course, this is a top issue for us this week because MEA is this week. It's one of the busiest travel weekends. And so mm-hmm. what airport officials say is that they're kind of preparing for it. They've like over, they're increasing staffing, overstaffing. So presumably that means that even if 5% of people call out sick, they'll still have enough people. But you know, you're talking about like 50,000 people going through the airport security on some of the top days. And so mm-hmm. whether airport, you know, everybody from flight traffic controllers to TSA workers go to work or call in sick could definitely have an impact on people's travel, both heading out of town this weekend and then coming back next week, right? Because the longer it goes on, you know, I read that in 2018, at one point, like 10% of TSA workers were calling out. So that can really affect things like security lines and capacity to screen people.
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about something fun. How about driverless cars? I know Waymo has been making some moves in Minnesota, and I am all for driverless cars. I love this. I think
this is
great.
I know you're excited about it. We talked about
Very
it when
excited.
I went in one. Yeah.
Right. And you and Adam Carter have both been in one, and both were, like, amazed at how safe you felt, how efficient it was. So I haven't had a chance to try them yet, but Waymo is
You've
making moves
go
in
on
Minnesota.
Vacation.
I know. I can't. I know. I need to
You'll
leave
go
the
to
state
Atlanta
at some
or
point.
Miami or San Francisco. Yeah.
I really like it here, so I try not to leave. But so tell me, I mean, how soon could it happen? Is anything happening at the legislature? I know the lobbyists are here for Waymo. Are we getting closer?
Yeah, well, first I'll say I've got to put a plug for you. I think your bosses should send you on a reporting trip, WCCO paid.
Yes.
Go try a Waymo.
We need to get out.
It's good sound. So as we reported last week, Waymo has hired a couple of lobbyists here in the state, and that's a sign that they're going to try to get a change in law that's needed to operate cars here. Current Minnesota state law requires that somebody is in an autonomous vehicle, a driverless vehicle, and able to take over driving. There's like a couple of experiments and pilots that have happened, including a shuttle up in Grand Rapids. But they're not moving the wheel, but they're sitting there in case something went wrong. So in order for Waymo to operate here, they would need that change, you know, that change to happen, because that's not part of their business model, is having someone sit in the car. But what was really interesting was, after seeing the lobbyists, the lobbyists filing, I called some of the key lawmakers on the transportation issues, and on both sides of the aisle, they said in the House that they're interested and open to this. So mm-hmm. they kind of said, look, the technology is here, the innovation is here, we've got to start to figure this out. That does not mean that it's like full speed ahead green light at the legislature for next year. We are already also hearing opposition from Uber, the union that is working with Uber and Lyft drivers, rideshare drivers.
Of course.
So that's just one example of how, you know, that's a constituency that has had a lot of influence. We've talked a lot about the debate over 2 years over rideshare driver pay and protections. And so this is not like a clear thing, but it is definitely going to be a subject of discussion and debate next year at the legislature. Mm-hmm. There's a governor's task force. The governor has a task force that's working on kind of framework of regulations too. And so there's movement. How soon? I don't know. And of course, once they get the green light, they'd have to do all of the mapping and testing and things like that. And the real interesting question too about somewhere like Minnesota is the winter. And I think we talked about this last time, like how they're mostly in milder climates right now, you know, not places with a lot of snow and ice. And we all know driving on snow and ice is an art, not a science. And how well a computer can do that, we'll have to see. But they can always ground them, right? Like, if it's a snowstorm, I don't think a Waymo is going to be driving to your house to pick you up, even if it is approved here. But
fair enough.
And you don't have to worry about staffing or anything like that, because it's a driverless car. But that is one thing that we'll also have to navigate here. It's like, how well, what's the testing?
I did hear
like?
Green light. So, Tori, fingers crossed that they're coming soon. And we are absolutely out of time. But the most important question of the day, other than would you help your sick kid in college, is where do you store your bread? Do you store it on the counter or do you store it in the refrigerator?
I store it in the cupboard, but this is one of my life goals, to become a refrigerator or freezer bread keeper, because I think I would be able to enjoy more delicious breads like cinnamon toast that I might not buy because we won't finish it in time. If I can transition.
It's a
So.
It's been a debate this morning with me and David. We're learning a lot. We're doing some research on it. I will be asking the listeners, and hopefully it won't be as divisive as whether or not you help a sick child. But Tori Van Hoot from Axios, read Axios. Yeah, read Axios every day. And Tori, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Bye.
We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Wow, do we have, like, no commercials in this show today, David?
Oh, we're a little light, as they say in the biz?
I went to go get a drink of water, and, like, I couldn't even get up and get my water bottle before I heard the bumper music.
It's good, because you got a lot to say today. Let's go.
I didn't think it was going to be that much, quite frankly. Even my boss is like, Jor, what are you doing? Why is the text line lit up? What is happening? David, it's so funny. I'm getting texts from, like, friends who do not listen to my show. You know, like yeah. Girlfriends of mine. Mm-hmm. They're like, I happened to be in the car this morning, and I turned on your show, and I think it's absolutely insane that people would not take care of a sick child if they were 20 minutes away. And you know who also texted me? Oh, I got a shout out to Tom. Do you remember we went to Tom's house?
Oh, yes.
We mowed his lawn.
Yes.
And that is not a metaphor. We actually mowed his lawn. He was our blood cancer auction winner, one of our blood cancer auction winners. And Fratelloni donated a bunch of plants, and they donated all of this lawn equipment and brought him this really cool electric snowblower. And Mike Fratelloni was there, and you, Adam, and I.
Do you think he can still see the, like, crooked bald spot from where you took over the lawnmower?
I didn't say we did it well. I said we did it, okay?
No quality guarantees.
Perfection is the enemy of the done. Perfection is the enemy of the done. That's right. No quality. He wasn't expecting a good quality lawn mowing. Then he would have asked my guy Tony if he wanted to come mow his lawn. But we went up and Tom said, I guess he was feeling bad from all the hate. He goes, Jor, you're a great mom. You do take care of your children forever. I wish I had a mother like you when I was growing up. And I said, Tom, sweetheart, I know where you live. Whenever you are sick, and Tom is older than I, Tom, whenever you are sick, I will come and bring you soup. I will not be driving a Corvette, which is the really nice car that he drives. I'll be just driving my mom mobile, but I will bring you soup. That turned into a funny and sad, very sad segment. David has quick takes for us coming up. What do you have, my friend?
Well, the government shutdown is causing some adventurers to take advantage of some hard-to-get-to places that now, all of a sudden, you can illegally access. Meanwhile, would you like to move west? Free land. That's right.
Oh.
It's not the 1700s, but there is free land for those willing to move one spot over to the west, as it is. Figure out how you can get your hands on that. Coming up
you
next,
think we can move
takes.
The encampments? Maybe I should suggest okay. this to the legislature. Hey, tons of free land. We can pay, if they want to live in encampments, we can move them over there. I can't. David is solving the homelessness problem here in Minneapolis. We're solving the world's problems here today on the show. But most importantly, should the bread be on the counter or in the refrigerator? That and world peace after the news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.